At her home in Cedar Rapids, Teresa Brown flips through a calendar where she tracks her doctor's appointments and medications for diabetes, asthma, and a chronic lung disease.
This is what Sally made. And you call your daily weight in to heart failure clinic. They let me know whether or not to take a metolazone, which is an extra water pill.
There are 6 doctors and 36 medications on this calendar. 2 years ago, Brown says that before she was able to control her diagnoses, she'd find herself in the emergency room once a week.
I threw my meds away at one point, just didn't care anymore, tired of going through all this, the pain. All I did was end up in the hospital, admitted, because then everything goes bad if I don't take my medication.
Brown is exactly the kind of person that hospitals try to reach with coordinated care programs by assigning a case manager to help Brown coordinate doctor's appointments and access preventative care. Her illnesses become an emergency less frequently, and Brown says she's starting to see her health actually improve for the first time in years. St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids is one of the busiest emergency rooms in the state, and this is where the emergency department consistent care program started.
We need 2 people to radiology.
Sally Selfridge is the program case manager.
For some, it's been no insurance. Transportation can be a barrier. I was really surprised. I thought we would see more patients who didn't have primary care providers, and that wasn't necessarily the case. It's just they weren't utilizing them.
Emergency rooms are always open, and they can't refuse care if someone doesn't have insurance. But it's an expensive way to treat people, and Selfridge says patients can get better care overall through other means.
Best example of that I can give is I have a gal that had actually 16 ED visits within 2 months, and they were all for migraines. And when I contacted her primary care physician, the first thing he had told us was to not prescribe narcotics for her or not to give her any narcotics while she was in the ED, because while initially it would take away the headache, it was causing more severe rebound headaches.
3 years ago, Selfridge started developing preventative care plans for a group of the hospital's super users, patients who visited the emergency room more than 12 times a year. Those patients collectively reduced their ER visits by 2/3 in the first year. Today, the program has grown to 390 patients. Emergency physician Josh Pruitt estimates it's saved the hospital $2.85 million in facility costs alone.
I think for so long in emergency departments, we just kind of said, well, that's just part of the job, and that's part of who people are.
Because the Affordable Care Act includes incentives for hospitals that keep costs down, they're looking at these coordinated care programs as a way to adapt. Unity Point will use St. Luke's program from multiple hospitals in their network, which reaches throughout Iowa and into Illinois. Pruitt says it shows a shift in how hospitals serve patients who might otherwise become a burden on the system.
And realizing, no, there is something you can do about it, and you can address it in a way that is not punitive. It's not intended to restrict people's access to care.
Instead, Pruitt says, the program has to have patient interests at heart. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.